So, okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, wait, I will adjust. Okay. Okay, so I especially record this one because I'm thinking and overthink about something that, you know, it's not actually happen right now. It's just like something that, yeah, I cannot hold by myself. That is why I just wanted to say this, and I think like this will be also it will be great and fun if one day I replay this one. I replay my voice, my own voice. So actually I have something to say to my future partner, because I currently still learning to how analyzing myself. Like, as a human, we have so many emotions. Like, sometimes my anger side comes up. Sometimes my, you know, like my lazy side or guilty side or cry baby side shows up. And now is the overthinker one, because I'm a professional overthinker. I don't know why I always remember every detail, like not every single detail, but when someone just move their head, for example, or just saying something, or for example, just like comment about something, some kind of that, I always put that too much, like think about that too much. For example, yeah, but for some reason, for some moment, I'm not really thinking about that too much. So, yeah, I just hate my memories, like when someone just doing something and then I'm overthink about that. That is my weakness. So here, because I cannot sleep right now, I just want to say something to my future partner. Hello, my name is Erlina. I hope you still patient. I hope you still have a courage and patience towards me once you play this recording. So actually, I'm not a perfect person. I'm still learning to love myself as well. So before you love me, make sure that you also love yourself first, because probably unintentionally I hurt you by my words or my action towards you, or yeah, I can be toxic to you one day. Like, I'm so possessive, I'm so easy to get jealous, I'm so overthinker, like overthinking too much. I just want you to love yourself, and I hope that you don't have a girlfriend now. Because I don't have a boyfriend. No, it doesn't mean like that. I mean, I hope that you're not having relationship with any girls out there. I know that I'm not pretty, I'm not smart, I'm not elegant, I'm not really smart at cooking, I'm not really, really diligent woman. Like, yeah, there must be a lot of prettier women than me. There must be a lot of smart girl out there compared to me. There must be someone who can cook rather than me, or someone who are more, far more better rather than me. I know it. And I hope that one day, if someone asks you a question, the reason why you love me, you cannot answer that. It doesn't mean that, I don't know. I mean, like, if you love me because of my looks, I can be old and my skin will not be like, you know, like, my skin will be aging. I mean, like, I'm gonna aging anyway. And probably, yeah, I have a lot of acne, and then you will not love me because I'm not looks like I used to when I'm young right now, or probably some, or probably if I'm being fat, then you will not love me. So don't love me because of my looks. Don't love me because of my brain. Yeah, I know, like, everything is, the first consideration is about look, but yeah, thank you. But yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna expect you to love me unconditionally. I know we can make it work together. Like, I hope that you will being consistent. I know that I'm not easily trust anyone. It's really, really difficult for me to trust someone. It took me more than 2 years to finally trust someone. And what else? And how do I say? I hope that Ya Allah, God, if my soulmate is now, what is it? Having a kind of relationship with another woman that who's not belong to him, please just separate them, God, please, because I don't want him to hurt anyone. So I want him to be focused on himself and, yeah, fulfilling himself and become a better person so that we can meet together in our greatest conditions. I'm not gonna say that we have to be perfect to be met together, but at the very least, like, yeah, he will not hurt someone's heart, especially another woman, because yeah, I'm a woman and that would be so hurt. I'm a woman too, and I know what it feels like. Yeah, and I hope that my future husband, I mean, like, I hope that you will be patient. Because, I'm so fragile. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why I am so complicated is that because I'm actually not a type of girl that likes to post my boyfriend or my husband in social media, and also I'm not the type of person that, hey world, this is my boyfriend, hey world, this is my husband. No, I ever published my relationship, and then turns out my ex is cheating on me, and yeah, everybody just say that, oh, Erlina is being cheated, and Oh my god, this is embarrassing. Yeah, I like to keep it private. My ex also taught me, not taught me, but yeah, he don't want to publish because probably he's embarrassed because having me as her girlfriend, his girlfriend. I don't know, but yeah, keep it private. So I can be a romantic girl, but yeah, let's see. Let's see. And I have trauma, like I've been cheated by my ex, and now my ex already have a baby. Like he has a daughter with my best friend. That's why I'm so traumatized. And also wait, and also how do I say this? Yeah, I used to be in a long distance relationship 2 years and never published our relationship, so that yeah, it not and he used to give me not a silent treatment, but when we have problem we avoid communications. I mean, like, yeah, we always keep our mind clear at first before we talk to each other after a problem occur in our relationship. So one day if I am being so jealous or possessive or suddenly silent and wants to alone, yeah, why do I have to record like this? I mean, like, when someone truly loves you, he will accept you just the way you are. I just overthink. So I hope that you will not replay this one. I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep, and I don't know with who that I want to talk. I mean, like, I know that, my God, I know that God will give me the right person in the right time. And I'm not really rush into that. I mean, like, I have my own time, but yeah, compared to my friends, they already engaged with her boyfriend. I mean, like, they already got proposed by their boyfriend as well. I just want to make sure to myself that everything will work on the right time. And probably, yeah, there must be something better. And actually, now I don't have a fixed scenario. Whenever I want to go to bed and whenever I'm trying to sleep, like, I don't have a fake scenario. It's like, my future soulmate will be like this, my future husband will be like this. No. I just hope that I meet my soulmate in the right time, in the right place, and perfect timing, so that. Because, you know, like, you can fall in love with someone, but the timing is not perfect. You can fall in love with someone, but the conditions or the place is not perfect for you, so that you cannot together like that. So I just hope that everything will work on the right time. I know you are there. I know. I think I already know you. I mean, like, you're not a stranger. You're not even a stranger. I just have feeling like I already know him, but I don't know who, but I already know him, but I don't know who. The exact name or the specific one. One day, if I'm being so weird, like all of a sudden I teasing you, yeah. So sorry. It's just me being me. Yo. The reason why I record this is that because I feel like I left behind for every single aspect in my life. I wanted to. No, I don't want to say this. This is too bad. This is too pity. And this is too. I mean, like, for me, it's really sad, but I don't think, like, for people who replay, who play this one, it's just sad. I don't know, but sometimes I just, like, oh my god. Everyone can have their love story, meanwhile, me. When will. Is there anyone that love me? Which one you choose, being loved or loving someone? Being loved by someone or loving someone? I choose to love each other. Being loved by someone, but I also love him. But actually I'm not really sure on how to define love, because what I think is that love is transactional. I mean, like, this is a relation between you, human and human. It's not like God's love. God's love is not a transactional. Like, God never want a return. I mean, like, he love us, even though that some of us are not praying to him, not obey his rule. Because I'm a Muslim and some people are not praying 5 times in a day, like doing their prayer deeds. But God still loves you. But love between human is transactional. It's supposed to be giving and giving and take, give and take. How do I say give and take? I find it. I cannot define what is actually love right now. I think, like, love in my opinion is that, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, my future husband. If you play this one, this is your crazy girl. I'm just a crazy girl. Just a weird girl. I'm too shy. I'm now introvert. Yeah. It's really, really difficult for me to bear with this. And I think we are good. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Oh my god. I want to sleep, but I cannot sleep because my mind is like running in a circles. Like, my friends are married. They already have a baby. I know, like, probably if I were them in their positions, probably I'm not happy as I am today. But yeah, I just hope that Allah, God, will always love me. Love me unconditionally and makes me become a better person. I want to be rich. I want to be smart. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a worth women to wait for. Oh my god, it's 20 minutes and I'm saying just like I'm a drunk girl. Probably after this I will pray again. My god, my stomach. Ah, so shy. Oh, so shy. My god. Oh my god. I think that's all, guys. No. You're not allowed to play this one. This one is just only for my future husband, okay? No. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, just talk about nonsense things. Thank you. Bye.